We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show ahead of the finale for the Rough Riders in their series against the Midland Rockhounds. I'm Jack Smith, joined by Riders reliever Cole Stasio. Cole, thank you for the time.
Yeah, anytime. Pleasure to be here.
So you faced four batters yesterday on July 4th, got all of them out, and you struck out three. How do you look back on that outing now, 24 hours later?
Excited. I mean, you're ready to move on to the next one, but I think it was a good bounce back outing. I had two kind of shaky ones, got hit around a little bit, so it was just kind of getting back in the zone and trusting the stuff again.
What was it like throwing in front of that crowd yesterday, an attendance record for the Rough Riders?
Yeah, it was electric. It was awesome to see just how the staff, you know, all the how they put it on and brought all the people in. It was awesome. I mean, the fans were great. They were, you know, trying to talk to us in the bullpen, and it was the fireworks show after was electric, so it was a lot of fun.
I heard part of that crowd was built up by your family that's gotten to watch you pitch these last couple times out. What does it mean for you to have them in attendance, not only for this series, but for the 4th of July?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's huge. It's tough, you know, as a baseball player, you're traveling around a lot. A lot of time away from family, especially when you're in the minors, you know, you're moving up, moving down, you're going all over the place. So it's nice to be back in Texas now. You know, my brother lives here full time now, so he's 15 minutes away from the stadium, and my parents and grandparents flew out, so that was really special. I haven't got to see them in a while, so it's nice to, you know, have them in attendance. It's cool, always cool when you can throw in front of your family.
How has your family affected your baseball life?
Huge. I mean, it's my dad's really been my only coach my whole life. I mean, it's me and him throwing in the backyard to go into the field. I just remember him getting off of work, and it was, he'd get home, shower, and then we're right out the door going to practice, hitting ground balls or whatnot. But just them pouring into me from a faith standpoint too, just knowing that like baseball is not my identity, and we're Christ followers as a family, and that's kind of where our identity's found. So that's been a huge part just in my baseball career, is just, you know, using this platform to spread my faith and the way that the Lord's worked in my life to get me here. So that's been huge.
Do you have an early memory with your dad of playing baseball that stands out from your childhood?
I mean, there's so many. I think the best ones are just in our backyard playing catch. Just being able to get home and know that I'm sitting there with my glove ready to go outside, and no matter how tired he was always willing to go out there. I know I can't hear a thing when I'm on the mound, but if my mom says anything, it's the only person I can hear, which is kind of weird. So that's always nice when they're here. I can always just, it's like a comfort thing. I know that they got my back, and that's always fun.
Did any of the pitches that you throw now kind of build their roots in that backyard with dad?
Oh, for sure. I think just attacking hitters is kind of the biggest thing for me. Just my whole life, it's always been like, you're better than that guy in the box. It's hard enough to hit. So for me and him, whenever I've thrown, he caught actually professionally. So he's caught me most of my life when I've thrown bullpens when I go back home. So it's always been like, hey man, these guys, you give them too much credit sometimes and just go right after them. And that's been the biggest part. I can just remember in our backyard, him just getting down on a knee or setting up in like a catcher's stance and just being like, hey, rip this fastball as hard as you can right through my forehead. And that's kind of the same intensity that I use when I go on the mound. A lot of the time with two strikes, I'm just trying to blow it past somebody. So that's, a lot of the time goes back to that for sure.
That's a wrap on part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Riders righty Cole Stasio. Looked great yesterday on the 4th of July, and the Riders today look to go for a series split against the Midland Rockhounds. We'll be right back with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups here on the Cacique pregame show.